श्रीमद्भागवतम 8.3.10 नमः आत्मप्रदीपाय साक्षिने परमात्मने नमो विराम विदुराय मनसश्चेतसामपि। So here it is described, as Gajendra continues his prayers, he mentions that, My dear Lord, you are present in the heart of all living beings. Paramatmane, and you are the Sakshi. You are the witness from over there, and you are Atma Pradipaya. Atma Pradipaya means you are self-effulgent. Just like the sun doesn't need any other light, you don't need any light from anyone else. In fact, the sun not only doesn't need any light from anyone else, the sun gives light to everyone else. Similarly, you give light to all living beings. You give the light of wisdom. You give enlightenment to all living beings. So in the context of this verse is that in the previous mantras, in the previous prayers, Gajendra has said that actually Namaha Ascharya Karmane, that what you do is astonishing and it's extremely difficult for anyone to understand. How though you are transcendental, you manifest in the material world, how although you have no form, still you have innumerable forms, Arupaya, Ururupaya. So all this is inconceivable, but only you can give understanding. So you are present in the super soul, and to those whom you give understanding by your mercy, they can become advanced in their understanding. And he describes that Namo Giram Viduraya Manasas Chetasamapi. Namo, that actually you are beyond the power of speech to describe, and you are even beyond the power of the mind to conceive. And even for the consciousness, in its normal stage of material consciousness, it is impossible to perceive the Supreme Lord. So we are thus always dependent on the revelation. By our speculation, by our intellectual efforts, moving upwards, we may understand some fragments of scripture, but we can never understand scripture fully. Because scripture is the word of God, and the word of God is reflecting His infinite wisdom, and His infinite wisdom naturally is concomitant with, it comes with His supreme position. So it is natural that we won't be able to understand Him on our own, and that is accepting that enables us to become submissive. And once we are submissive, we learn to use our intelligence in another way. Submission doesn't mean abandoning our intelligence or rejecting our intelligence. It simply means using our intelligence in a different way. Just like in every field, we accept axioms and then we move forward based on the acceptance of those axioms. Similarly, we accept the statements of Krishna, at least on a tentative basis, with some preliminary faith, and start applying them in our lives. And the more we apply them, just like when we apply a doctor's prescription and find our health becoming better, similarly, when we apply the principles of Krishna consciousness, the remembrance of Krishna, in a way that is emotionally resonant with our psychophysical nature, then that especially moves our heart. So ultimately, love for Krishna doesn't depend on our psychophysical nature. But when we are in the conditioned stage, it may get affected. And it is only because of our conditionings that, right, conditionings which are placed, situated in our psychophysical nature, in our body and our mind, that we are unable to, Namo Giram Viduraya, that the Lord remains beyond our perception and our description and our visualization also. So in this way, by recognizing that we depend on Krishna's revelation, we can pray with a intensity and a fervency that would be impossible if we thought that we ourselves are good enough, that we are self-situated well enough, and that if we just keep controlling our senses nicely enough, we will attain Krishna. We will attain full understanding of the clearer understanding of the spiritual truth. Actually, the real understanding, the best understanding, will come by Krishna's grace descending downwards, not our own speculations moving upwards. So Gajendra is telling here that I don't know, my dear Lord, why I am entrapped by this crocodile. And immediately, in the context of this circumstance, I don't know what I should do. Should I keep fighting or should I give up? But then, when it is understood that he is surrendering to the Lord and taking shelter of the Lord, at that time, by that surrender, he will understand the plan of the Lord and he will be able to play a plan in that, play his part in that plan. So, the obstacles, when we can't make sense out of the obstacles, we should make sense of them by understanding that they are a part of the Lord's plan, and the Lord's plan doesn't, Lord being infinite, his plan may not always make sense to us. But by praying to the Lord for the intelligence of how to serve in that situation, we will feel a sense of release from the burden of the problem, and we will be able to get Krishna's guidance, thereby actually solving the problem. So this meditation is far more productive during chanting than actually trying to simply solve the problems while also chanting the holy names. Thank you.